Welcome to Daf Yomi Yerushalmi. We're holding Kilaim Daf Samaches in the Oiz V'Hodor edition, Perek Shmini, in the middle of Halacha Aleph. We're starting at the top of the Amud. The Gemara says, V'asurim be'ano. This is the basic Halacha of Kilaim. The Kilaim is Asur be'ano. You're not allowed to enjoy it. Says the Gemara, Minayin shu Asur be'ano. How do you know it's Asur be'ano? What's the source in the Torah? You're not allowed to enjoy Kilaim. Says the Gemara, Ne'mar kan pentigdosh. Here, regarding Kilaim, it says Tigdash Loshem Gedusha. And Leholon, meaning by Avodah Zarah, it says Pentivokesh Boy, maybe you'll get trapped in it. So that word, it's similar to Tigdash, and therefore, Ma Pena Omur Leholon Osur Banoyo Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to enjoy Avodah Zarah, you're not allowed to have any Hanoh from Avodah Zarah. Av Pench Neymar Kan Osur Banoyo. So also here by Kilaim, it's Osur Banoyo. Says Gemara, "V'is to buy Neymar." Someone to say, "Neymar kan pen tigdash." It says by Kilaim pen tigdash. V'Neymar lo'olon v'lo ye kodesh mibnei Yisrael. Talk about somebody having a improper relationship, a iser bial, and it says lo ye kodesh mibnei Yisrael. Should not be kodesh to do an iser bial. Ma kodesh neymar lo'olon osur ba'anoyo. There you're not allowed to enjoy it. Avkan osur ba'anoyo. So here you can't enjoy. Says the Gemara, "Of a kodesh osur ba'anoyo." What do you mean, lekamon? You know, what do you mean they were talking about when you have an Isser relationship? It's also Banoya. You're not allowed to enjoy the person who did the Aveira? What does it mean it's also Banoya? It says, Mavchuno bi also Asur Banoya. The actual bio, the actual act is prohibited. You're not allowed to enjoy that act. Istibai Nishmeino Minado. Someone learned from the following. The word Pentigdash, you can turn it to be two words. Pentukat Beish, maybe will be burned in the fire. Meaning, if you could create Kilaim, it will be burned in the fire, and I'll be able to enjoy it. Says the Moktivli Sizro Charmecho Kilaim. You're not allowed to plant in the vineyard Kilaim. So, what does it mean? So, the Gemara brings here the two main shitas, two main opinions. What is the Isser of Kilaim? Milamin Shenin Chayevet Sheyizra Shnei Minim Bekerim Divri Rabbi Shaya. Rabbi Shaya's opinion is you need to plant two different grains in the vineyard in order for it to be kilayim. So the kilayim that says in the Torah regarding a vineyard, kilei hakerem, is planting two seeds, planting two grains in the vineyard. Rabbi Nissan says, no, even if you plant one grain in the vineyard, is a issur of kilayim. Explains the Gemara. Al daide de Rabbi Nissan, k'tiv sot cholo sizra kilayim. It says already not to plant in the field, not to have two grains in the field. Why does it say not to plant the vineyard? Rav Chaya takes away the words Chavraya Amrin. So the answer is Lahachmir Olov Afilu Minechod. In order to be Machmir, even in one min, meaning in the field, you have to have two grains in order for it to be Kilayim. But if you put it in a vineyard, one grain is already a problem. That's the extra chumro, the extra chiddush you have by a vineyard. According to Avishayo, it really says you're not allowed to plant two grains in a field. So why are we saying you can't plant it in the vineyard? Anyway, it's also to plant together, even in a grain field. So what's the point of telling you not to plant two grains in a vineyard? So says the Gemara, Chavraya Amrim, the friends say, the Rabboni and Bishmander said, Lehatrayo, in order to be matra him, to warn him. Which warning do you give him? Shemitrubo mishum sod chaloike, mishum karma chaloike. He has another law that you can warn him for. One is you're not allowed to plant your field. That applies also when you're planting in the vineyard. You're putting two grains together, so that law applies. And there's another law, or someone can tell him, don't plant your vineyard. It's another insert to get it, another hasra, another law. Omar al-Boyin Barchio, he says another answer. Leten lo shiur acher. There's a different measurement by a vineyard than by the field. Talmud shish etfochim vekan arba amis. In a field, you're not allowed to plant two grains within six tfochim to each other. More than six tfochim is okay. But in a vineyard, you're not allowed to plant, as we learned earlier, you can't plant next to the vineyard within four amis. So it's a more chomerdik, it's a more severe iser, prohibition. That's the chiddush that the Torah tells you not to plant two grains in a vineyard. Just to point out, happens to be this daf that we're learning today here, we're learning today in the Daf Yomi Bavli, Kiddushin Daf Lamites. And there is the main source that speaks about the opinion of Rabbi Shaya and the Bavli. And there the Gemara says a little differently. The Gemara there says, to Rabbi Shaya's opinion, that you're not allowed to plant two grains in the vineyard, the way it's usur, it means when you plant three seeds, two grains, and another seed of vine, of a grape. That's the isur, according to the Bavli. Rabbi Shaya holds, you have to have all three seeds of plant. If you go into an existing vineyard, and you plant there two grains, there's no isur kilayim, according to Rabbi Shaya, in the Bavli. Only when you're planting the two seeds together with the vine, together with the grape, this simple understanding of the Yerushalmi argues and says that even if you plant two seeds in an existing vineyard, it's also according to Rav Yishayahu. Continues the Gemara in the Samaches Amud Beis. Manon Kaimin, what are we talking about? So Reb Chaim explains, the issue is like this. Rabbi Yochanan earlier in the Masechta, at the end of the first parak, says that on Kilei Zroim, meaning when you have a kilayim of two grains, it's only if you plant them in a place of 6x6, which is surrounded either by a field or by a fence. Meaning it has to be an isolated place of 6x6 in order to have here an issue of kilayim. That's what the Gemara said in the end of Perek Aleph. So now the Gemara asks, and according to Reb Chaim, the question goes on the previous two answers of the Gemara. The Gemara told you that you have a special thing called kilea keren, kilayim in a vineyard. So says, well, what's the case of kilayim in a vineyard? You need to have a 6x6 tfachim. And within that six tefachim, you have to plant two seeds. So this is what Ma'anan Kaim, what's the case? If you're talking about that you have a isolated six tefachim in the middle of the vineyard, but so there's no vineyard over here. Even if you have one vine, it's not a vineyard. A vineyard is only when you have a bunch of grapes together. And the grapes need to have a four amas distance in between, as we saw earlier, because if you don't have a four amas in between, it's oymid le'akir. You're going to come to uproot it, and it's not a vineyard. So if you have a space of 6x6, which is in within a fence, that's not a vineyard. In b'shoso godo yibachutz, if you made a fence around the vineyard outside, zewa mochel. According to Reb Chaim, the question of the Gemara is, mochel akerim, that's what we spoke about, mochel akerim, when you have a vineyard next to a fence. There you have a halacha is the negat to vineyard specifically. The vineyard cannot be next to the fence, etc. It doesn't apply to kilei zroim, to the two grains which were in the vineyard, that you need to have an empty space of 6x6. The Vilna Gaon over here is a little different pshat in the sugya, but regarding this question of the Gemara, says the Vilna Gaon, Rabboim Barachia told us that what's special about a vineyard? That the issur is 4 amas. If it's mochel akerim, the issur is 12 amas. We learned earlier, you're not allowed to plant within 12 amas. So says the Gemara, Elakinan kaimin besode shayasham sode tvua vikriach letoicho, koyter b'chaim, shisha tfachim. You have a grain field, and you have six tfachim that are empty. And in the six tfachim, you have one vine that is connected to a vineyard. It's part of a vineyard. There's a 4 amma distance between every vine. And that one vine is within that empty space, that bald space, that which is in the field of the grain. And according to what Argusa says, Arba Amas means you have this grain field within 4 amas of the vineyard. So the main idea is within 4 amas of the vineyard, you have a grain field. And there you have an empty space, a 6x6, where you have two grains planted together. Hi, but if it's in the middle of a grain field, so the grain will be a mechitza, will be a wall between the vineyard and the grains. So this is where it won't be. Something which becomes asur doesn't become a mechitza. So if you have grain between the vineyard and the kilayim, the grain also becomes asur. If it becomes asur, it cannot be a mechitza, it can be a fence between the vineyard and these and this kilayim. But even though it cannot be a mechitza between the vineyard and the kilayim, savin meimar oiser nase mechitza liasur. It is a mechitza to make a isur. Because again, in order to create a kilayim of zroim, of two grains, you need to have it surrounded. What is it surrounded with? With tvua, with grain. But didn't we say that the grain is not a mechitza? It's not a mechitza to help to make a separation between the vineyard and the grain. But it is a separation in order to create a isser. It's a separation for bad, not for good. It's a separation to create an isser, not to create a heter. So the maskana of the Gemara asks, what will be the case that you have kilei akerim? They have kilayim in a vineyard. According to Rabbi Shai, they need to have two grains. The answer is, you have an empty space of 6 tefachim by 6 tefachim. We have two grains over there, you have their one vine, and that's where you have the kilayim. the vine is within 4 amos of the other vine, so it's part of a vineyard. So it's not only a one vine issue, it's a vineyard issue. And the surrounding grain around the two seeds in this one vine are a mechitza to create a problem of kilaim of the two seeds, but now mechitza to separate the vineyard from the grains. With this, we conclude Yerushalmi Kilaim Daf Samaches.